Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Hello everyone, this is Seva from Kyiv. This week I got permission to cross the border because I will pick up a car. Some kind of SUV for a guy, so we'll bring it from Europe to the front line. And now all our thoughts, or most of our thoughts, are about Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and what is happening over there. A few years ago I was passing by the plant. It's really huge, it's enormous. As you know, it's the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe, and it really makes made a big impression. It really impresses by its size and by its power. As far as I know from our guys, from soldiers and from our news as well, Russians have put a lot of weapon and military equipment and trucks exactly in the station, in order to avoid some hits from our forces. And actually, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many people, it's just nuclear blackmailing of Europe and Ukraine. And no one could ever predict such kind of things. You know, world faces terrorism for many, many years. But even crazy terrorists have never did this before, have never touched nuclear power plants, just because it's a threat to the whole world. They just think that Europe, Ukraine, United States, Great Britain, all the civilized countries, they are very weak, they are too humanitarian, they are too soft, and blackmailing them will bring some results. I just want to say, we shall be strong and strict and not make it possible for Russians to win, and to win especially by such kind of methods, such kind of blackmailing. As you might know, Ukraine armed forces have begun some attacks in the south of the country, and we do believe that in upcoming weeks, or maybe in the coming couple of months, the Kherson region will be deoccupied, and we will move on, and we will continue to deoccupy our lands. Also, what came to my mind, being in Europe, in really some peaceful environment, it's very difficult to understand and to feel what is going on in Ukraine, what is war actually, and what makes me happy that people from European countries, all you who are listening, who support us either by donations or just by moral support, it's really valuable. If you listen to this podcast, if you are morally support us in your minds, support us in your hearts, it's really valuable. I hope you enjoy this last days of summer and beginning of the autumn. See you next week and everything will be okay. Glory to Ukraine.
Hello everyone, this is Oksana from Kiev and it's the last days of summer. So the summer is nearly gone and when I think of it I can't seem to understand where exactly it went. You know, usually in a normal year I tend to really enjoy the summertime. You know, it means long days, awesome, amazing walks in Kiev, and we also normally would spend some time on the seaside, vacationing, you know, having swims, sunbathing, and relaxing. Facebook has recently reminded me of a trip that we took last summer. It was a super luxurious vacation in the Dominican Republic, which we enjoyed so much. It was just incredible. We've seen such beautiful places, you know, the water, the sun, the weather, everything was so perfect. And you know, now when I look at those pictures, it seems like it was a thousand lives away. We were, you know, so carefree, so happy. You know, the life seemed wonderful. Even, you know, after the initial lockdowns of COVID, people started traveling again. I think we felt, you know, much freer, that, you know, humankind has overcome a very large challenge. But, you know, who would have known that this year all of the COVID challenges just seem like a funny joke. So right at this very moment, I'm getting ready for my big trip to the UK, and I'm very excited. I've just realized that my first visit to the UK was exactly around this period of time, 10 years ago. And I can still remember when I first saw, you know, the Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, all of the amazing London sights, all of the, you know, red phone booths. I think for any child who's been learning English since first grade, like, I think the first phrase that we all learn is London is the capital of Great Britain. You know, it kind of stays a little bit iconic in your mind. Now, I think it became even more dear to my heart. Thank you, the people of the UK. You are incredible and we really very much appreciate all of your support. Next time I speak to you, I hope I will be in London. I hope that my bus is not late for me to catch my plane. With big love from Ukraine, have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye, everyone.
Everyone, Ilyas back in Kiev, and while I'm recording this audio, Our armed forces are moving forward in Kherson area, which is super motivating because we are taking back our lands. But now I'm going to tell you about my experience visiting my family in Poland. And once I crossed the border, I was there standing near the crossing point on the Polish side, waiting for my wife to come and pick me up by car. And once I saw her, I was like, oh, everything felt like a huge relief. You can see them, you can hug, and you can kiss your wife, and obviously the tears and everything and feelings were overwhelming. So we went to their place of residence, the apartment that they're renting, and once we arrived, my little one had just woke up from his day sleep, and he was in this, in his little bed, and he woke up and he was looking at me, and it took him some time to realize that it's his daddy, and this daddy is not in the phone, it's actually here in his room. And I picked him up, and obviously I was hugging him, and tears just ran down. He was pointing fingers everywhere, trying to show me his favorite places, I suppose. He's just 1 year old, and he's like discovering this world, and seeing him exploring the surroundings, it's fantastic. Next, we went to the kindergarten to pick Max. He didn't know I was coming, and I was sitting on the bench near his locker. And he comes out, he looks at me, and he just looked at me, and he comes closer. I spread my hands to hug him, and he asked me, "Daddy, did you come from Kyiv?" And I said, "Yes, I'm here, I'm real," and I hugged him and held him. You were waiting for this moment for such a long time. It actually happened, and I couldn't be happier. So I was taking them outside to the parks. We had nice time, and Max, he's so talkative, he keeps telling me everything. And I've actually realized how grown up he is now. I felt like I was meant to be there. This war shows what the real values are. I just wanted to say that we have to do everything to keep those connections going. We can't let villains and enemies to destroy the purpose of life, actually. So we'll speak to you in a week. Please take care, and please remember that there is still war going on in Ukraine. Bye.
Listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.